The count was being watched closely. With 34 votes from the city council, the bills could override the expected veto by Mayor Mike Bloomberg. That came at about 2:15 in the morning when votes reached the W's, Councilman Williams, number 33, and Councilman Wells.
This morning, the only number that matters is 34. When we came in, we had 34 votes. When we vote, it is done and the history is recorded. We expect to have no less than 34. And I was just notified by Councilmember Williams that I am the 34th vote, and I vote aye on all.
The exuberance spilled into a news conference on the steps of City Hall Thursday as Jumaane Williams read the names of council members who voted in favor of the Community Safety Act bills.
Maria Del Carmen Arroyo, Charles Barron, Gail Brewer, Fernando Cabrera, Margaret Chin, Leroy Comrie, Inez Dickens, Eric DeLand, Daniel Drum, Matthew Eugene, Jalissa Ferreras, Helen Foster, Daniel Gorodnik, Sarah Gonzalez, Robert Jackson, Tish James, Oliver Capel, Brad Lander, Jessica Lappin, Steve Levin, Melissa Margarito, Darlene Mealy, Rosie Mendez, Annabelle Palmer, Diana Reyna, Idanis Rodriguez, Debbie Rose, Donovan Richards, Andy King, Jimmy Van Bramer, Albert Van, Mark Weprin, myself, and Ruben Wells. Let's give them a round of applause.
Councilmember Brad Landers.
We knew there would be five more votes or a few more votes for the Inspector General Bill, Intro 1079, than the bill to strengthen the ban on biospace profiling, Intro 1080. And we felt very confident that the Inspector General bill would have a very solid veto-proof majority. We knew that the profiling bill was going to be very, very close. There were 34 members who had told us they would be supporting it, and there were 34 members who did support it, and that was a dynamite triumph.
New York City public advocate and mayoral hopeful Bill de Blasio was an early supporter of the Community Safety Act.
This is something we needed in this city. The only way we're going to change this city is with a new police commissioner and the kind of changes that were made last night, a racial profiling bill and an inspector general bill. I hasten to add, among the Democratic candidates, I'm the only one that believes we need to do all three. And I was astounded that Speaker Quinn voted against the racial profiling bill last night. I think that speaks volumes. But look, this is the beginning of a chance to get it right, to change and fix police-community relations. But we're going to need a new police commissioner, and we have to be devoted to community policing.
Community policing, an end to guilt until proven innocent, is what's needed, according to Faha Ahmed with Drum.
The stories that we find are quite alarming. We found youth members in our own membership who are 20, 21-year-old boys who have been stopped and frisked a dozen times or two dozen times or three dozen times, including one incident where a young man, 21 years old, in the middle of Woodside Avenue was forced to take his pants off in the broad daylight as the NYPD searched him. We've seen an incident in a mosque in Queens where they threw out a congregant for trying to incite people to crime. And then when they threw him out, they later discovered that he was an NYPD undercover officer. We had in one of the press conferences and rallies that we held to protest the NYPD surveillance, a NYPD informant come to the rally and stand with us and obviously monitor us, and later himself admitted that he was an NYPD informant. We see everyday workers, cab drivers, that get ticketed 6, 7, 8 times a month. And when they go to court, having lost a day's worth of income, even the judges are laughing off these tickets, saying that these are ridiculous tickets. And so we see this repeated pattern of guilty until proven innocent. And we see this happening across communities, queer communities, Black and Latino communities, immigrant communities.
Mayor Mike Bloomberg reached out to city council members to vote down the legislation in a news conference Monday and in phone calls yesterday to council members. Brad Landers says the mayor asked them to look in the mirror.
And think about what you'll see and whether you'll be able to live with yourself. And I think in many ways that's exactly right, because you could look in the mirror and you can see difference as deviance. You can see difference as something to fear. You can see difference as something to police. You can worry about what's going on in mosques because you're not Muslim. And you can worry about what's going on in gay bars because you're not lesbian or gay. And you can worry about what's going on a street corner in an African American or a Latino neighborhood because you don't live there and you don't understand it and you fear it. You can look in that mirror and see difference as something to fear, or you can look in that mirror and see a coalition as diverse and beautiful as New York City.
Hazel Dukes with the NAACP.
I want you to know that the NAACP stand with you. We celebrate this year 50 years of Mega Evers. We celebrate the Emancipation Proclamation. Why not celebrate a real human rights victory? That's what we have today at Civil Rights Victory. Thank you much.
And here are the final vote tallies for the Community Safety Act bills. Intro 1079, which establishes an inspector general within the Department of Investigation, passed by a vote of 40-11. Intro 1080, which creates the first enforceable bias-based profiling ban in New York City, was voted through by a 34-17 margin. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.